This is CliffCentral.com.
All she ever needed was the
West guys.
All you ever needed is Mark and Julie.
Wake up.
We are the worst guys, coming to you live from the Cliff Central studio, all the way in JHB. Shout out to our foreign listeners. I know they're out there in Japan. I know there's a Japan right now saying, yo, the worst guys don't sound the best.
Why do we... This is cack racist.
It's okay.
But it's okay. Can I tell you? People are going to shoot me down for this. And it's okay. Yeah. You know, I'm not everybody's flavor. Yeah. But let's not lie. There's some of that nice racism.
Yeah.
It's that racism that...
You hit it on the spot.
Yo, this one has been cooked. This one is medium, like a medium steak. You know, like that soft, succulent steak, juicy. Yeah.
Is that do you work here, racism?
Yeah, it's like, hey, but... Do you work here?
Yeah, dude, I just happen to be at the same time as you, man.
You know, it's just like saying, you know, no. Look at this nigga. He's gonna want a discount because he's Indian.
He's gonna want a what?
A discount because he's Indian. You know?
Okay, now we're going far. Now we're going to the deep. Now we're going to the different toilets now.
Then you go to the like baka. Ooh, you talk like this.
Anyway. Today's topic is about change, man. You know, it's getting up towards the end of the year, and I feel like a lot of things are slowing down, man. But I feel like I'm ready to go, you know what I mean? And a lot of the time we think that we need the new year in order to change or make resolutions. You don't need the new year to make a resolution.
Exactamundo.
You know, what you seek, you can get tomorrow. Seek virtue and there it is. Do you know what I mean? So we're going to talk about the idea of change and how to deal with it, man. Because I've been looking at my life, you know, in the broad spectrum. And like, shit changes all the time. I think I also go through like a relatively dark phase around this time of year, because throughout our lives, the October, November, December time is when you're saying goodbye to people. Like, you're forced to say goodbye to them. Think about schools. There's valedictory, you would say goodbye to every matric, then the next year the friends you were with that year, then the year after that. Go to varsity, same thing happens. Oaks write exams, they leave, and they never come back, you know? And it kind of makes me sad, because at one point you were super close with these people, and the next, they're just nothing. Well, not necessarily nothing, but you don't see them anymore, they're not a part of your lives, and... It's hard. I think that's why it's hard for people to trust others and for them to become close with others. You know, I think that's why people struggle with intimacy or even getting into a relationship. Because for the most part, man, you've gotta think like, oh, damn, it's probably gonna end. Or I'm probably gonna meet somebody else and then this is gonna happen. Whatever. So I think that's my big fear when it comes to change, you know, or getting attached to people. Is the fact that everybody leaves.
Or you leave them.
Yeah.
Essentially. Because ultimately, we leave.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even in the best case scenario, somebody's going to die and somebody's going to be alone. You know what I mean? Yeah. But one thing I'm getting more accustomed to as I'm growing older is the idea that it's okay that it ends.
Yeah.
That's the best part. You know it's limited. You know?
But I think as humans, we've also, thrown so much shade at change. Think of it this way. When you start doing better, what's the first thing your close friends say to you? Bruh, you've changed. You never want to go out with us anymore. You've changed. You know, you never want to roll with us. You've changed. You never come jam FIFA. Dude, my level of thinking was on ground floor. Before. But now when I want to elevate myself to the fifth floor where people are living nicely, you know, I've changed.
Mm. No, you expected me to remain the same. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. We've thrown change in the shade.
Mm.
You know, so, instead of embracing it.
But it's a difficult thing to do because, right, we get comfortable and we start
to enjoy. That's where the poison is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But nobody likes to live uncomfortably, although that's the only way champions win.
Exactly.
And I see this in like boxing. It's the perfect way to describe it. Like, there's always something that you're working on. Okay, you need to bend your knees a lot more if you want to hit the abdomen. Wada, 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 wada. So now my whole training, I'm training squatted. I'm uncomfortable, but I'm like, yeah, this is to be a champion though, you know? And the next thing, no, you've got to do it like this. Boom, boom, boom. I'm uncomfortable. Your hands got, you got to punch from up here by your temple. I'm like, yeah, okay. That's how my shoulder's going to get buff though, you know? So it's that uncomfortability that brings about the sweetness, the juice at the end of the day.
Because as humans, naturally, we are born to adapt to whatever the surrounding is, you know, like how, I heard Chinese people, their eyes are the way they are because back in the days, Asia used to be like a fucking cold place, winds and everything. So their eyes actually went to that size as a part of adapting.
Oh shit, really?
Yes.
It's evolutionary.
Exactly, dude. It's so deep.
Yeah.
As humans, we are born to adapt to certain situations.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you go to the gym, you put your body under stress of 80 kgs on the bench press. Mm. You're not used to it. You tear some muscle fibers. You get sore. Tomorrow morning, your body, while you're resting, your body's like, shit, let me repair this and start making sure that it can endure that amount of stress.
Mm-mm.
It grows, it grows, it grows. Next time you hit 80, you're hitting 80 as if it wasn't anything.
Mm.
So you have to put more and you keep on growing, essentially. So it's that change that we need to embrace.
Okay. But
here's my thing though.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we're also trying to see exactly why people want to do it only fucking 1st of Jan. Every single year it's the same story.
Mm.
All right? What is it, in your opinion, that people get attached to so much in terms of like the begin, like a clean slate?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. There's a mark, literally a mark on your calendar that says,
yes, I'm saying,
this
what is it about
new.
The first though? What is it about the like, also it's either the first or it's like a Monday or it's a new month, a new, it's always
why can't it be a Wednesday when the worst case is there?
That's what I'm trying
life.
To say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because at any point in time you can change, you could decide
what is going to be and what is not going
to
be.
But to post-date it,
you're actually delaying yourself. Yeah, 100%. Real, real, real. All right, cool. And then I want to get a little bit deeper into the topic in terms of like the longevity of your life, man. You look at it and how do you invest in somebody, man, knowing that it might change or it might end and you might lose this person? I don't... this is probably what makes me suited for my career. Is that I can fly solo.
Yeah, wherever, but at the end of the, while you're with that person, I don't think you're with them, you know, thinking about the change. Like, yeah, you are thinking about the change in the sense of, like, the growth of yourself and of the two of you together, right? But I don't go into a relationship and like, fuck, I want to get so fucked in this relationship and I'm going to have to leave, or she's going to leave me and it's going to be a situation. I don't go into that. Otherwise, 3 months down the line, that's exactly
what's
going to
happen.
I see.
What I'm saying? And what about growing older? Do you think a lot about that?
Growing old with somebody.
Growing old as a human being and, you know, your perspective changing. Because I think a lot about like our parents, right? They went through apartheid. They saw that shit.
Mm.
Life.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
On that note, I think last week sometime, right, my dad called me. We were actually having a session, right?
Mm-hmm.
My dad called me and then he was like, I don't know where you are right now. I'm like, yo, I'm at Mark's place. I'm busy doing a creative session. He's like, okay, what time are you planning on leaving? I'd say,
I think it was 12:30.
Yeah,
like that,
I said maybe in about 20-40 minutes. He's like, all right, cool, just pick me up from Cubana. I was like, cool. Cubana right by my crib. As I get there, he's chilling, having a drink, and then there's other two gents there that he's chatting to. So I get there, just make sure everything is legit, secure the perimeter. And then next thing, we start having chats. You know, it's my, me and my dad. It's an Indian chap and it's a white guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, now it looks like typical South Africa, rainbow nation. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, my God. Freedom. You know? And then, in most cases, when you're in a, like a group like this, somewhere along the line, the conversation turns to race. Mm-hmm. Which is dope. Let's have chats about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But my dad said something so real. Mm-hmm. And he was like, let me tell you something. They're speaking to, and he's addressing me, this white guy and this Indian guy. And he's like, let me tell you something. Because we all of a different generation. He's from a different era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, the problem is that I hold the baggage, right?
Mm.
And the generation before him and generation before him and before him hold the baggage,
yeah.
Right? Mm. Of the past.
Wow.
We don't. We didn't go through those experiences. Yes, we do today, but it's nothing like what it was before, right? So, and he said, it's up to us, right? The ones without the baggage, to look at the generations before and say, stuff you guys, we're going to do it our way, you know?
100%, 100%.
Because those generations are too caught up in the emotions of it all.
Mm.
Instead of just taking it for what it is, addressing it for what it is, and making the world a better place. Because there's a lot of revenge and shit. People are still edging on
bitterness. No, but I'm so glad your dad was man enough to say that, man. That's like the real shit. He's like, yeah, he's not admitting that he doesn't feel the weight of that bag. He's like, I got it, but you don't. And I'm so glad I don't, because I don't feel it, bruh.
Yeah.
I'm out here being free. Straight up. I don't give a fuck. Your race is secondary to me.
Yeah.
It matters. And let's not say it doesn't, but it's very secondary. But what I'm trying to get to is, he got to a place of understanding, of peace, of his situation. But we also going to go through that process of change. You know, you think about, he saw apartheid in his time.
Yeah.
Now he's out. He sees you come home with a white girlfriend and he's like, whoa, what the fuck? You know, for him, like when he was 30, he was probably like, yo. Imagine one day, you know, that was probably while he
that
was
one of his visions.
His
he had on his vision board, my son come. He had a picture of me as a lighty on his vision board. Next to, like, I don't know, Pamela Anderson or something. Somebody that he cut out of an FHM.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, this will happen.
Yeah.
I'm making my dad's dreams come true, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
But honestly speaking, and with change, right, there are certain problems that comes with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're forced into situations that you don't want to be put into, all right, that you don't necessarily want to be in. For example, right, my during my father's time, his era, right, he had a certain purpose. His purpose was solely to get himself and his family out the hood.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
There were challenging times. He had to change. He had to adapt, and in order to succeed, which he has done, right now, as his offspring, as his seed, I have my own purpose to fulfill. You know, we're already out the hood.
Yeah. I've so got what a different is it now? Bringing other people out from where they are.
Bringing other people out, but like making sure that the main message at the end of the day is love. You know, that's my purpose. That if you're asking me what's you know, spreading that one message.
Yeah, I hear
and
you.
That's
the
everything,
ultimate mission. Yeah.
You know, but I didn't just wake up and realize that. I had to go through changes myself. You see, and it's hard going through that because along the road, you don't know what's gonna happen. The uncertainty.
Okay, here we go. This is a bit of a sidetrack, but same story. What if you marry the girl of your dreams? She gets in a car accident. She loses her legs. She's in a wheelchair. What do you do?
Look, let me tell you something. This is not what I signed up for.
When we got married, you were standing.
Yes, you know what I'm saying. And I'm not trying to be a douche. I'm telling you straight up right now how it is before we get in that situation.
Yeah.
And it's You know what I'm saying? Medical aid can buy you legs.
You see, that's what I'm trying to say. How you can never be prepared for it at any point in time, you know?
And honestly, if that was me, if the roles were reversed, I'd leave you.
I must go find another wheelchair, buddy. Yes. We can roll through the streets together, you
know,
literally.
I'll change, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but I don't want to... People need to also put themselves in other people's shoes.
Mm, empathy. You know, this is what I'm doing now. Because, like, every time I see something dark, not even dark, you see, I'm even trying to change that approach. A midget or somebody, like, with a fucked up eye or, you know, only one arm. I'm like, yo, thank God that I'm fully able. Like, I can use every part of my body.
Yeah.
But secondly, I try to imagine, because you never know. This life is not guaranteed, bro. So that's why, firstly, I appreciate every second. But secondly, if that were to happen, I'm trying to mentally prepare myself to be able to handle that. If I were to go blind, for instance, one day you lose, I need to be able to still appreciate things about life that have nothing to do with my eyesight. Do you know?
Most of the time when people change, go through changes, right? They forget everything else that is going wrong because of one ball that has dropped.
Oh, everything that's going right.
Yeah, so everything that's going right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm. Like, it's like carrying, you know, when you're trying to do that trip from the car with the groceries into the house in one trip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you got all these bags, and then an apple falls through a hole out of the plastic, and now you want to kill yourself. One apple slid through a hole.
You didn't make it.
One apple. Adapt. Yeah. Go put these plastics in the house and come back for that apple. That's all you have to do.
Alright. No, man, I want to be able to be myself in any, you know, I've always felt like, I don't know if it's from the movies, but you know when that old man, I don't know, he got cancer or something happened to him and he's in the hospital, he's there. I just want to be able to be the guy who's still be able to tell a joke, knowing that the light is here right in front of him. You know what I mean? Like, I still fucked your wife, though. Or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, still have a young gag in me, you know, just before I go. And also then, another thing in terms of change, like, I don't want to be in any situation when I do go where I have to repent for anything. I must confess my heart while I'm still here. You know, I don't wanna get to a position where I had a life-threatening incident and now all of a sudden I'm saying sorry to people. You know what I mean? I wanna go out clean. Do you know what I'm saying? With my people. And hey, that sometimes takes a lot of guts. You know what I'm saying?
Being 110% honest and...
Yeah, be clean about anything that's on your conscience, really. It doesn't have to be every long thing you've done. Everybody sins and there's things that you almost forgot about. But I'm saying I want to leave with a clean conscience where I was like, okay, there was something that I wanted to say and I'm not leaving here without saying it. You know, that's why it's important to tell people you love them. If you love them today, tell them right now. Because you don't know if tomorrow's guaranteed. Next thing, car accident, you come and start speaking tomorrow. You have to learn sign language. Bah, bah, bah.
You know, speaking of that, one of my colleagues was recently in a car accident. She survived, nothing major. It was like just a shocking moment, right? Because something like that is obviously traumatic. But like, for me, when I saw her, all right, when I got into work at first, I didn't even know that she had been in an accident because she told us all there and an announcement was made just to help her out because she's still a bit fragile and everything. So I see her. I see the change of hair, all right, the hair color. First thing I pick up, I'm like, oh, it's a darker hair color. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. The minute I picked that up, I could feel this. It was a different sort of energy that I'm picking up from her as well.
Mm.
And the way she's carrying herself, I'm like, something's off here.
Mm.
Hasn't made the announcement yet. We go through the whole briefing. Then... she then just does say, yeah, no, I was in a car accident, so if you could just bear with me and help me where possible, you know. But before she said that, I could feel that energy, you know. And after she shared the whole experience, because I sat and I spoke to her later on, you know, and I'm like, how has this experience changed you?
Because
I do believe that everything happens for a reason. Okay. There's a butterfly effect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when she was... When she was in matric, like she's, I think she's in third year now. When she was still in matric, this was always going to happen mm-hmm. on that day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. It was already planned out in part of it as part of her life.
Mm.
But it's to bring about a certain change. And that's what I was talking to her about. I was like, look deeper, but don't look too deep because it's already there. But find what it is
that this is guiding you towards.
That this is guiding you towards. Because the certain situations in our lives will take you.
And maybe it's not where you thought yourself where you were going exactly. to end up. And I think that's the thing. Our egos are in the way a lot of the time because this was not meant to be me. This was not my life, you know. But you don't own it to begin with.
And to tie it in with one of what I seem to be what I picked up as a fear of yours, especially with relationships. Like when it comes to change, I think you can adapt to change. But your weakest point is relationships.
Yeah.
And understand, you're not the only one. But the thing is, you could grow with somebody for 10 years. And on the first day of that 11th year, wake up and be like,
I'm over it.
Yes.
That's
we need to be cool with that.
Okay.
We need to actually understand that, look, this... what we had has lived its life. Rather than to try and carry on and forge a relationship. Yes, it was there before, but hey, flowers die. You know, day turns to night. Things change.
Yeah, and that's all I hope to have is the strength to go through anything, knowing that no matter how dark or cold it gets, within me there lays an invincible summer. That will always be there.
And will forever live
there. Yeah. And it's cool because, you know, I think once you've seen the light, you can't unsee it. Because I used to be a skeptic. I used to be a sinister skeptic. And one day, I don't know how it happened. Maybe it was a gradual thing. But eventually, I saw the light. And once there's light, the darkness loses. A torch will always shine in a fucking cell, boy.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like... people think when you see the light, it's a thing of
the darkness is gone now.
No.
It's always there.
But you're not conscious of it.
I'm gonna say this. I might have said it before, but this is a constant reminder for me. Like this is one of the things that changed my life because I work with kids on the sides. I do birthday parties and teach drama, whatever. So going into a kid's bedroom to change into costume for the party. Yeah.
Kids' bedroom or
yes,
like changing
kids'
room.
Bedroom, the opposite of Michael Jackson. Use my room.
Because we have to change the house. I'm thinking because I'm used to you doing schools. I forget do parties.
No,
so
this isn't the party space.
Kids' bedroom to change. I'm like, Nick,
look, out of
not
school.
Now. hey, tell the producer cut that part
on the podcast. Edit it out.
I don't know about these allegations. These allegations are incorrect.
Correct. Yeah. Anyway, going into change, into costume, me and my partner. And there's this...
Is your partner of age? Let me just make sure. Because, look, I'm just trying to make sure that you're safe.
She's 26.
Okay, cool. We can keep that in the podcast. All right. As you were saying...
You're turning this into a dark thing
now. Let me tell you. I just need you to know that the climate of...
it's too hot right now.
In South Africa and in the world.
You just gotta make sure. You have to make sure.
I want
to
know that this superstar is still safe.
All right, cool.
I gotta look out for the assets.
Good looking out. Anyway, so on the wall is a wallpaper, right? And I didn't notice it before changing whatever, chatting about the party plan. And then eventually I look at it and it says this. And it's just something that I have to share. And it's something that you made me think about because there's always light, right? But I thought about it for a while. It says this: romance is the glamour that turns dust into a golden haze. And it's just repeated across the wall. Romance is the glamour that turns dust into a golden haze. I was like, no, they didn't just drop those bars for this kid. No, this kid knows too much already, because that's the whole story. We all know how rough life can be. We all know that it's dark. We all know that we suffer. The only thing that's gonna give it glamour is romance and adding that cheese, you know what I'm saying? Making sure that, you know, you try to make people laugh, because I know you, even if I'm sad, even in my making you laugh, there's something there that comes out. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that was just something I had to share, is that there is always light, and I hope I'm able to deal with any change that comes my way. Mm. You know, and we obviously pray for a good life, a life where you get to grow old, get married, and your woman stays loyal to you. You never know. But can I tell you the truth about that? If I get to 90 and I've had a fruitful 50-year marriage or whatever, and somewhere along the line she cheated on me somewhere and I had no idea, I'm cool with that. Like, straight up, I'm cool with that. I saw a tweet that.
Yeah, but I'm gonna. Can I tell you something?
What?
In that situation,
you divorce her.
No.
I divorce you now.
No. Yeah. I say some shit that I know she's gonna get a heart attack from. Like, yeah, bitch. I fucked your sister.
What? Till death do us part, bitch.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Yeah. You shouldn't have fucked my friend.
Oh wait. No, this is dope. This is real conversation, man. And I really, really enjoy it. If you want to hit us up on social media, woo, need some water. You know, when the joke is coming, you, I can't have. Alright, gonna hit us up on the two streets at the_WestGuys on Instagram, the_WestGuys, and on Facebook, the_WestGuys. I don't know why this guy's dying on the floor like this. Anyway, we're the West Guys. So dope hanging out with you live at cliffcentral.com. We'll be right back.
This is cliffcentral.com.
Yeah. That's mine, Beyonce and Drizzy Drake. Hoping to take some people on a trip if you went to the concert this weekend. Yo, I heard crazy things about the concert. Maybe we'll talk a little bit now when we get into the news. But apparently the show itself was hella dope. I know a few people who went there and we had a conversation about it. I unfortunately wasn't, I didn't have time for the labor that I had to do in order to get the ticket. Although some of my friends who got it is like, nope, I bought it. I'm a capitalist. I'm not going to do it.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. I work hard for my money. Anyway, some people, they actually went to the concert and I've heard great things. Casper destroyed, apparently. Shout out to the homeboy. And Beyonce and Jay-Z killed it. But that was always happening. But I was so disappointed that we had load shedding. Like, literally the whole day, that day. South Africa doesn't give a fuck. They're like, nah, dog, we don't care. We'll embarrass you in front of your bay. The Bay Hive must have lost it.
One of my clients comes into the store and he's like, I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, why, bro? Just chill. I mean, like, no, man. How can South Africa do this? I'm like, bro, what's wrong? What happened? He's like, no. Beyonce is here. And I'm like, so is that not a good thing? He's like, no. How can we have load shedding when Beyonce is here? Man. Of all times. I can't talk figure. Man. South Africa. Eskom. Oh, man. Like, bro, just chill.
That's how much of a star you need to be that a whole country panics because there's load shedding. Yeah.
I don't. Hey, man. At the end of the day, Beyonce wakaka. Na. Kakaka, wena, wakaka. So we all the same. Well,
we're all in the same WhatsApp group.
Yeah, bro. It's happening.
Yeah. it's happening. And it's real.
The thing is, here's the thing, you know, for those listening, I don't think a lot of you understand what I mean by when I say it's happening. But my boy over here, superstar in the making.
Oh, shout out.
Knows what I mean.
Don't make me blush.
Don't worry. I won't even see it.
All right, okay. So we're going to get into some news stories that have caught our attention over the last week or so. You know the worst, guys. We tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
Read all about it, life story of Playboy Penny, extra, extra.
All right, so, Trevor Noah's a fucking superstar. Can we talk about that for a second?
Has he not always been?
Yeah, but he's come back now. He was one of the MCs at the Global Citizen. And he's almost made a new splash in South Africa, because I saw a billboard of him on Brown Fisher this morning of Son of Patricia, his Netflix special. And it's been a while since I've seen a billboard with Trevor Noah's face on it in South Africa.
Like a big billboard?
Yeah, like a billboard just of Trevor. You know, there always used to be that billboard on William Nicol of Trevor Noah. That was probably the last one. I think that was when he just... And it's just so cool to see. Like, he was even on a taco truck. Like, they're doing a big rollout for the Son of Patricia special. Mm. So I really need to go see it, because they don't spend this much money on projects that are whack. Well, not usually. And he was also in Times Square in New York, that same poster. So he's actually playing, like you say, he's playing the Kevin Hart game. He's playing the Dave Chappelle game. And he's winning out there, man. So shout out to Trevor. And he recently just came and he visited his grandmother. Apparently she doesn't give a shit about The Daily Show. It was a joke, but you know what I mean. It's so good to see that he's actually doing the thing. It's so good to see. Yeah. He's actually doing that whole thing of, I'm going to come out of Soweto. I'm going to be a star in my home country. Then I'm going to go out there and I'm going to be a star in the whole world. Then I'm going to come right back and y'all still going to treat me the same. You know what I mean? It's still going to be the same love, the same type of energy that he got leaving from here. So anyway, I'm mad proud of that guy, and I will not start talking about his successes, because it's very, very legitimate. Anyway, what else has been going on?
People have been getting gut after the Global Citizen.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not
skip over that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is about the FNB Stadium, because they do this all the time.
Often, I get hijacked off.
And apparently people weren't helping out. Security guards were just mising. So it means it's a syndicate, if you ask me.
Like, it's always like that, though.
Yeah.
Even the cash in transit heists. Like, those ones, the police are working with the robbers themselves, with the guys, the G4S guys. Mm. Like, it's always inside job.
There has to be an inside man, otherwise it doesn't get done.
There's one guy who bought a ticket and he was just walking around that concert the whole time just saying, "All right, gents, honale musado mung, honale beke a Louis Vuitton mona, all right." Here she is, umthole mapuma. All right, guys, there's another, you see, just like a scout, you know what I'm saying? That is actually a thing.
Yeah.
I know, in terms of, because around this season as well, bruh, malls become places where you don't want to catch yourself for too long.
This season is dangerous, bro.
And I'm talking Santon more specifically, and working at a high-end retail store, bro. You'll find that people get jacked just by their cars.
Apparently the highest rates of hijackings are in people's driveway. So when you literally putting your car through the gate, that's where they get you.
And you must know, you think that they followed you from the mall. Nah.
Mm.
They followed you since before then.
Mm, that
they were
whole
just
week
tracking
they're watching
you.
How
tracking.
You do. How do you do?
Then they go from your home
cheaters
to the mall. They even pay for the parking themselves so they can watch you.
Then they
go back home with you. As soon as you get into the gate, game time.
Finna get active. And our criminals are good.
One tip that I could actually try and, you know, give people out there to try and stay safe this festive season. I know they do say that there's safety in numbers. Sometimes it's not necessarily so, because it's safety in numbers for the robbers as well. That's how they got away with it at FNB Stadium. Because you're surrounded by so many people who are trying to exit. You don't know who is mugging you and who isn't mugging you.
There's a hustle and
bustle. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I would just say, be vigilant. Don't carry an unnecessary amount of cash on you as well. Like, making yourself prone to being a target.
Mm.
It's something you need to stop doing. And just be conscious of, bruh.
Yeah, yeah.
Look
yeah.
at your surroundings.
You need to be secure, because do you know how many actual muggings I've escaped by being alert? Like, I just watch somebody, like, just behind me, and I'd look at him, and then I'd just start walking in a pace or in a manner that says to him, like, I saw him. And then he'd actually let me go. He'd literally be like, ah, no, it's cool. Because he knew, I knew what he was doing, and he let me go. Like, people think we're joking, but seriously, when it comes to the CBD and walking through town and stuff, look people in the eye. Let them know that you're there. And you're not even saying that we're going to fight, but... Yeah, I'm not afraid necessarily to be a part of this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a stranger here. You're not going to make me feel intimidated. So every person you pass, look them in the eye. I'm telling you, it differs from that. But if they can see, D-Man is panicking, you're gone. You see what I'm saying? So that joke about showing weakness, it's a real thing. Posture, stomach in, chest out, baby. This is serious business. Stomach in, chest out. But anyway, that happened. And as long as, you know, people honestly enjoyed themselves.
Yeah.
Like, we can't say it was a ruined event if the what happened afterwards was mesh. You know, that wasn't Beyonce's fault.
Yeah. And that's what I had a problem with. Because, like, my Google News feed, I just saw Global Citizen concert was a tragic disaster because of... I'm like, no, it wasn't. It was actually a fucking success. You know, of the things that got stolen, they raised a lot more money.
Yeah, so, and they did a lot more good.
Who won?
Yeah. All right, cool. Then there's more racism from the likes of Jan Rupert. I'm actually not even into the story. Just because, like we said, we're not carrying the burdens.
Yeah, it's not my racism, not my problem.
That's what I say. Anyway, man, it's been so dope hanging out with you guys and chatting about the fact that things change, and that's the way it is. Final thoughts on things changing before we go out with our favorite part of the show?
Embrace change.
Even if it's difficult. I think that's the tough one. Because it's easy to embrace a promotion, although maybe the workload is harder. But when you say, yeah, I'm going to chop one leg off. Or even just having four toes. Now you have to embrace that you can't wear pakas anymore. You know.
Can't. You just got to not give a fuck about anything else anybody has to say. You got four toes. Yeah, yeah, nigga, you got five. What? You got an odd number of toes?
Yeah. Everybody's different, right? Yeah. Everybody's different. Anyway, man, it's been so dope hanging out with you guys. You're chilling with the Words Guys. Right now, we're about to go out with the Words Guys Cypher. Bruh! This is something that we do every single week. We do a song right on the spot, right?
Something different, if there is something different.
Something different.
Just out, like, pull something out your ass, bro.
Okay. Let's see how we got you. Let's see what you... Okay, this is... this one is not different, but I think you'll like it. Let's do this. But you must tell me, we can start again if you don't like it. But it's gang, I think we up the ante with this one. It's always a pomper, you know?
Whoa.
Do you do that one recently?
It's such...
Okay. Just give me a name then, a name of any track.
Anything else?
All right, okay.
Because... But you also know what's been overdone.
Yeah. Let's go over here. I'll do you one. Have we done Lost in Your Love, Chris Brown? That's something that sounds a bit Rack City.
No. Try Lost in Your Love. I don't know that track.
I'm scared now. It might be a trip, boy.
I hope it's an instrumental. That's what I'm making sure.
Yeah. No, I went to bed music, so it should be. Okay, let's do it.
Hey.
This is actually dope.
Yeah. All right. Hey, it goes C-H-A-N-G-E. Hey, I need change for me. Hey, some change for me. Hey, I need some money. Hey, C-H-A-N-G-E. Yeah, I need change for me. I need change for me. I need change.
It goes
C-H-A-N-G-E. I need change for me. I need change for me.
I need change. I need strange. Hey girl, hey. step up to me. I'm all completely, don't you wanna be free? I'm fly like a little birdie on the PGA tour, and you know that I'm under par. I know it sounds bad, but it means I'm going far. My score is so low, and that's how I go. I'm riding real low like my cap, bro. You don't even need to see my eyes, dog. I'm like the Chinese guys. They seem to be getting real low, cause it was cold in their day. To me, I pray that it's all the same, that we feel no ways about each other. We want the love and we want another. To feel some love from the top to the bottom. We never gonna stop, we always give it up to you. Cause A C H A N G E, change for me. I need change for me. I need change for me. It goes C H A N G E. I need change for me. I need change for me. Yeah, I need change for me. Yo, I need change with the drip. I'm so legit. I need some more fitted kicks. I need a nice size 10 and a half. When it comes to the shoes, I never drink booze, but I choose to abuse medical marijuana. Even though I don't wanna keep it from my mama, I gotta tell her, cause she be smelling it on my clothes. Cause she be smelling it on all of my hoes. When they be coming over and acting like pros, oh, bending over and touching their toes. I give them everything, and this Lord knows, this Lord knows, I go in all the way, balls to wall. I just never, ever, 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 ever hit them with that, with that, with that D-S-C-K. Every single day, Monday to Monday. Baby girl, you know you could have it any kind of way. You can have it any way, I could do it every way. Better than your main, better than your main. I will even stay like main stain. Hey, it goes C-H-A-N-G-E. I need change for me. I need change for me. I need change for me. It goes C-H-A-N-G-E. I need change for me. I need change.
I need change for me. I need change for me.
H-A-N-G-E. C-H-A-N-G-E.
I need change for me.
C-H-A-N-G-E.
I need change for me.
C-H-A-N-G-E.
I need change for me.
Change up the clothes, change up the hose, change up the whip, change up the crib, change up the clothes, change up the hose, change up the crib, change up the whip, change up the clothes, change up the hose, change up the crib, change up the whip.
Worst. This is CliffCentral.com.